Everybody ready? Okay, hello everybody. Thanks for coming tonight. A reminder that these meetings are being recorded. Is there any public comment on items not on the agenda?
Nothing's still on you.
Which button should I press?
Volume down.
Volume down.
Fail.
What are you trying to just?
Just
still play music.
Still playing.
There's nobody's called in.
Yeah, nobody's on it.
The music is somewhat soothing.
I'm saying.
So we could.
Let's hang it up then.
Okay.
Okay. All right, if there's no public comment, then we have a surprise. Jason, this letter is to you. Dear Jason, the National Registry of Emergency Medical Technicians congratulates you on achieving 20 consecutive years of national EMT certification. This is an honor held by few, and we are grateful for your ongoing support and dedication. Since 1970, the National Registry has registered more than 2 million EMS providers. During this time, the field of EMS has continually evolved and improved, and you have been an integral part of those changes in your community. EMS would not be where it is today without your direction, dedication, and service. We have included a sample news release on your recognition for 20 years of service. The news release can be mailed or emailed to your local newspaper. Tailor the letter by filling in the information and submit it along with a photo of yourself and your squad with your newest haircut.
What about my posse?
Yeah, you get your whole posse. It is a rare achievement that an EMT, and this is, I think, is the important part, that an EMT maintains 20 years of continual national certification, and the citizens of your community should be made aware of your service and accomplishment. Thank you again for your dedication to national certification, your state EMS efforts, and your local EMS development, as well as providing for outstanding care for the citizens in your community. William Seathreth, Executive Director, National Registry of Emergency Medical Technicians, and it comes with this certificate suitable for framing. Congratulations.
Well, in typical American fashion, I'm going to feel a little cheated here because I've been a paramedic for 20 years, but I was an EMT for 6 years before that.
So you want 26 years?
I want 26 years.
I'm sure that'll pad your retirement program.
That's right.
Okay. The consent agenda. Is there anything any board member would like pulled from the consent agenda?
I don't have anything that needs to be pulled, but I just wanted to acknowledge one point of clarification. At the meeting last month, with regard to the capital reserve account under apparatus replacement, I overstated what we had in there. I thought it looked a little bit large, but I didn't have the numbers right in front of me. And after some research with our accountant, we realized that we were overstated. There was a double addition to apparatus replacement, and so we had overstated it by $500,000. There were two $500,000 credits placed in that apparatus replacement. So just in case of people that are looking at this at some level of detail, that's what happened there. We had a journal entry error, and Amy has corrected that journal entry error. And so the current balance sheet reflects a more accurate statement of our current capital reserve account for apparatus replacement.
Thank you all. Any other board member comments on the consent agenda? Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
All those in Cheryl, will you call the roll?
JJ?
Yes.
Walt?
Yes.
Nick?
Yes.
Justin?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes. Okay, ambulance discussion and decision. We've had several meetings about this, some really good public comment, some really good help from our citizens, Steve and Pat, who's joined by both Nick and JJ on this panel. with the help of the chief. So thank you all again for all that work that you've done. And Jason, do you want to summarize what your proposal, and then we can have some board discussion and public comment?
Okay.
Or any new information you want to present to that? We could move right to board discussion.
Yeah, I don't really have any new discussion points at all for it, unless there's a need to fill in any blanks, just let me know.
Okay, so let's have some board discussion. Is there any board discussion? Is there any public comment? There you go, Nick.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, and members of the public, my name is Steve White, 3800 Blackwood Road, and citizen. And I want to first of all thank the board for providing an opportunity for discussion over a number of meetings and for providing me the opportunity to be engaged in this process of the ambulance question. And simply to try to resolve some of my own questions in the process. Warning to the public, if you ask too many questions, you're going to land on a committee, so I would caution you to consider that in the future. I've got a list here, and I'm not here to say it's good or bad. I'm not promoting the ambulance. I'm not saying it's bad. Initially, I had questions that is it really needed? But I understand that presently we're doing it and actually we're subsidizing it for the district. But what I've got is just a list of bullet points, Mr. Chair, of some things that if you do indeed pass this and proceed with it, that I would like for you to respectfully ask that you consider my points and incorporate them within your decision. You are the board, you have all the power to do whatever you want to do. I put together a spreadsheet that is part of tonight's agenda, and it shows that there's a positive revenue. And I've also made comments at the previous meetings that positive revenue evaporates once you hire a full-time EMT to run the ambulance. It cannot sustain itself with eight employees. It can only ever make it with volunteers, and I appreciate the volunteers. First bullet point is establish and maintain the program as an enterprise function. And what that means is an enterprise function is, in the county world, is similar to the landfill. It stands on its own, it doesn't depend upon tax dollars. And the landfill at Logan is sitting there with a current ratio of, I think it's probably about 8 to 1, and they haven't raised rates for 15 years, and the people that go across that scale pay for it. And everything that they buy is cash. And I would suggest that you separate the revenue and the expenses of the ambulance service and maybe not call it enterprise. Enterprise is a statutorial word, but separate it out as a cost center or a department or something so that as money comes in from those users of the service or money is spent on supplies for the service, that anything related to it, mileage, gas, maintenance of the ambulance, everything is separate from the fire district and that it doesn't get absorbed into it. Because this is one opportunity to take some of the characteristics of the ambulance service and remove the subsidization from that right now is taking place because it's free. I would, second bullet point, establish a budget. That budget actually could begin with maybe the spreadsheet that we put together and give you kind of an idea as to what you're shooting for, and then add new costs that maybe we didn't think about. I would suggest another bullet point, try to use the charge amounts as we projected in the spreadsheets, $500 for a transport for people that are residents of our district, and $2,000 for transports of people that may occur in our district, but they're not residents of the district. So those people that aren't part of the Highlight Fire District would pay $2,000. Maintain an operational log, and then probably you're going to do that anyway. It's like a log that would be within the ambulance that guys that, you know, pilots do for planes. So they log in and they log out, they run, how many miles and so forth. make it and maintain a, maybe even a separate log for any repairs and maintenance. I'm sure you're probably going to do that so that there's an idea of how much money is going into that ambulance that you have, a new one or a used one. Keep a real good track of the supplies used, and I would also suggest increasing some stock of supplies, and then they could be available. You don't have to buy them as you need them. They could just be in the warehouse or the garage separated just for ambulance purposes. The fire guys don't take them for the fire trucks and vice versa. So there's, so you have some sort of control. Next bullet point is maintain a tight control of the capital reserve account. That's a real important account, and that's something that we thought of, and it may, what we projected that you put into it annually could maybe be increased or whatever, but it should be in accord with replacement of the ambulance or repair of the ambulance so that you never have to borrow money from the district or borrow money from the taxpayers or the bank or whatever. If you're going to do it, you do it so that the tax dollars aren't going to pay for this thing. Develop a policy to use the surplus that you're going to collect. We saw that that's $35,000 in a year. That's a real number after you put money in the capital reserve. That money could be used for training purposes, anything that's related in some way to the ambulance service. So that once again, you're, for the first time in history of the district, you're going to be removing 100% of the subsidization of the ambulance service. And that's a positive thing for the district, because right now it's having to pick up all those expenses. And finally, develop a reporting template for quarterly board reports. And so I'm suggesting maybe come up with the numbers, revenue versus expenses, and something like the spreadsheet looks like, and present that to the board and put that in record for the public to see. And as time goes on, every time you do a quarterly board report, you probably be able to fine-tune the budget for the next year. And I'm really curious to see if the spreadsheet we put together, which is the best we could do, is going to come close to reality. So these are my suggestions, and Mr. Chair, I'm going to give them to you, and I just printed them out. It's got my name on, so you can blame me if they're crazy. But anyway, that's all I have. Are there any questions from the board to me? I appreciate, again, greatly that you've provided the opportunity for the public to be engaged in this.
Thank you, Steve, for your work. We'll certainly put these in the record, and I can't imagine that some of this tracking, as you described it, which I think this board and the chief are in agreement on, it'll be interesting to see how things look going forward. So again, thank you. More public comment.
Alice C. Becker, and I've lived at 6381 Buffalo Berry Lane for almost 30 years. But Jason, I do have to tell you, 32 years is an EMT. And I got the 20-year letter too.
So, is it framed at your house?
No, I lost it. But I do want to tell you that I think this is great that you guys are doing this. And to tell you the truth, I haven't been that connected to know how the ambulance worked in the fire district. But I think this is a great opportunity, and it's not only great for the patients that you're transporting, but it's great for your first responders, your EMTs too, because when they've got a patient, they want to get to the hospital. They want to get to the hospital as fast as possible, and I think this is the best route to take. So I appreciate all the effort of everybody here that you've been putting this together, and I hope it's a great success, and I think it will be. The other thing I wanted to pass on from my neighbor, whose parents live up Hodgman, and he came over and he told me, he said that you guys responded up there to a medical emergency to his parents, and he said that the treatment that his parents received was just excellent. And he is greatly appreciative, again, of his fire department. So, thank you very much.
Thank you, Alice. More public comment? Board discussion?
I guess I'd just like to say, reinforce the fact that it's clear that we're in a high growth environment in the valley here, particularly in our district, and that it's straining the resources that are available through private ambulance transport services, vis-a-vis AMR. And so I think this is clearly a good pathway from my perspective for the fire department to pursue fill in that hole that currently exists now and is likely to get larger in the future. And so I definitely support what the staff's trying to do with the model that they have, taking advantage of it. Very good volunteer base that we have, and to be able to perform those services without hiring full-time ambulance transport staff. I think this is a great opportunity and a great move for the department.
Thank you all. More board discussion. Is there a motion or direction we would like to give her? JJ.
I would move that we accept the chief's proposal on an interim ambulance transport process to be reevaluated in a year.
Motion on the table. Is there any discussion or discussion on the motion?
Is there a second?
Not yet. I haven't asked for a second yet.
Sorry.
Is there any public comment on the motion? Is there a second for the motion?
Second.
Call the roll, Cheryl.
JJ?
Yes.
Walt?
Yes.
Nick?
Yes.
Justin?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes. Okay, thank you again, everybody.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to leave the bench.
No, you're not allowed to leave because we're going to put you on another committee.
Nobody's
here. We're putting you on another
Nobody's
committee.
Nobody's ever asked me to stay to a meeting.
Thanks again, Steve. Appreciate it. Have a good evening. Okay, CARES.
Thanks to Pat, too. Pat Wilson.
CARES reimbursement. That sounds like a Cheryl Jason question.
So can I go back to the previous motion?
Sure.
I just want clarification for the board that I can move forward with an RFP for the replacement ambulance. Maybe have that as another motion if the board is so comfortable.
Yeah, I'm happy to take that as a motion, but that's on the capital replacement schedule anyway.
No, that was all radio. Oh, I know, but you guys would have to still, as a board, approve for me to move forward with that.
Yeah, to request the RFP, to get the RFP going?
Yeah.
You guys want to just give direction? You want a motion on that? What would you like to do?
I'd like to add it to the original motion.
Okay, amend the motion. Amend the motion to read and also provide direction for the chief to proceed with a request for proposals for replacement ambulance.
Second.
Okay, before we second, is there any public comment on the motion? Or discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chairman, a question. I was under the impression the replacement of the ambulance was part of our normal list of replacement things, and that would go on whether we voted to move up to a BLS transport service. Why would it not be just replacement of our QRC being our EMS vehicles? We've always had it.
Yeah, Nick, I always bring in front of the board and to the board the decision to actually use capital replacement dollars. So if you guys want to give me license to use that whenever I want, I'll be happy to, but I always bring it to the board for their approval before I make any capital expenditures.
Right, so just so we're all understanding here, and this is the same way, my understanding is that this is a request to do exactly as you suggest, Nick, to begin the RFP process to replace the QRU, which is in the capital replacement schedule. Is that correct, Jason? That's what you're asking for. So we have a motion to provide the chief direction to get that process going. That's what we're voting on.
Excuse me, I don't disagree at all with that as a motion and that we shouldn't do that. It's just that I don't understand that this is going to be merged into the part of the motion for doing a BLS ambulance transport thing. I think they're two separate things that both need to be done. So I guess I'm a little confused at amending that just previous motion. I think they're two separate things.
Sure. Then let's not get caught up in semantics. We can split it out as a separate motion. I'm totally fine with that. Anybody care?
No, that would be fine.
Okay. So let's have a separate motion then to, as I've described, to provide the chief direction to begin the RFP process for the capital replacement of the quick response unit. And
so you're asking, motion to request that the chief pursue an RFP for ambulance.
Okay, so there's a revised motion on the table, separate from the first motion that's passed. Is there any public comment? Any more board discussion?
Yeah, I'd just like to add, as a matter of historical perspective, with regard to the procedure, in the past we have done that, and most recently I'd say providing direction to staff to pursue an RFP for SCBAs and for Rescue Unit 6 as two most recent examples of, even though they were scheduled, those items were scheduled on the capital replacement plan. We did have staff, we requested a RFP for those items.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, call the roll on this second motion. Cheryl, if you will.
JJ?
Yes.
Walt?
Yes.
Nick?
Yes.
Justin?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes. Okay, we're moving on, Jason. CARES Act.
Okay. So under the CARES Act, Highlight Rural Choir was able to be reimbursed for personnel costs for the fire chief, the assistant chief, and the maintenance captain. A request was also made to reimburse the conference speakerphone and the monthly charges for the board meetings, which were approved. The total amount to be reimbursed is $104,421.75. And to date, we've received $45,617.54. So, substantial chunk of change.
And that letter is in our board packet. Any board discussion on that? Any public comment? All right. Audit.
Looks, Cheryl, it's just an engagement letter stipulating, right, with Sydney, with Tangaro and Associates for our audit.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just standard engagement letter.
Right. And it's currently underway. They're doing their field work right now. They've been in the station yesterday and today, and they'll be here tomorrow. They've interviewed both Brian and myself. And I think Walt, you're next to be interviewed. And so far, things have gone smoothly.
Any public comment? Any board discussion?
I just want to make it clear. We did already request their services. So this is just the annual engagement letter associated with this year's service.
Anything else on that, Walt?
Not that I can handle.
All right. Capital replacement fund for new radios. AM, FM.
With an H. Okay, so this is kind of a long and complicated subject, but I'm going to try to make it as brief as I can. Gallatin County 911 has been working for years to upgrade their radio system here in the county, and they finally are doing it. What they've chosen to do is go to a blended VHF 800 megahertz system with trunking capability and all kinds of whiz-bang stuff. It will be an all P25 digital radio system, which is, I believe, I don't think they have much of a choice in that. Is that correct, JJ? They just, from FCC standpoint, they kind of have to go to digital, correct?
No. It'll be conventional, analog, and digital that meets the P25 spec. So Harper can spin on his tail if he wants, but.
So we have been wanting and needing to replace our radios for many years, but we have held off until the county made a decision on what they wanted the radio system in our county to be. JJ and Alan certainly remember the last iteration that they were going to go to a UHF system. And I'm glad I didn't buy radios when they said they were going to go to a UHF system, because they didn't do that. But they are, in fact, going to an 800 megahertz VHF system. There's no question about that. So it is a good time for us to purchase radios. Beyond that, the county chose an EF Johnson or Kenwood, synonymous terms there, system in the county. Now that's the vendor who puts in the infrastructure of all the sites and all the goodies that go in there. And so EF Johnson Kenwood offered our county some really good pricing on radios because they were kind of the new kid in town. And we've always used Motorola products. And luckily, Industrial and Motorola radios kind of stepped up to the plate. And if we as a county get a big enough order in and put an order in before the end of the year, they'll give us 48% off of government pricing for those subscriber units.
Again, Alan squirms.
Yeah.
48% off?
Yeah. And I've honestly never seen Motorola offer anything even close to that. So it is a good price. I've been working with their sales rep out of Billings. His name is Brian, and just trying to, and working with Patrick Lonergan from Emergency Management, talking with JJ, trying to really distill down what the best product for us is. But I'm worried that we'll need to pull the trigger before the next board meeting. So what I'm asking the board to do is to authorize a not to exceed $350,000 for the replacement of our radios. If it's of any consolation to the board, in our capital replacement plan, we currently have $660,000 budgeted to replace our radios. So we are well within what we have in our capital replacement plan for radios. And that would basically buy 42 portable radios, which are the handheld radios, 18 mobile radios for our apparatus, and six bank chargers for our station. That does not include, their pricing didn't include installation or antennas, but I've worked out with Alan what we can roughly get that. But that's my proposal to the board at this time. I hate to dump things so quickly on you guys, but the this truly is that we have to move before the end of the year issue. And I'll be happy to answer anybody's questions.
Board discussion. Questions? It's a lot of money for radios, but half of what we budgeted, so I like that. And this is a situation where you know, everybody's going in on this to get this preferred pricing. So it's the City of Bozeman, us, who else is?
So City of Bozeman has already bought, not at 40%, 48% off, but the City of the City of Bozeman already bought all these radios because 911 a year and a half ago put in an 800 megahertz system for the City of Bozeman. They're already on 800 megahertz, so they replaced their radio. Sheriff's Office, you guys did all mobiles, is that correct?
Gateway is going with the Motorola radios, Amsterdam, us, Big Sky. They're including Park County, which was really nice to get the numbers up. They're letting Park County come in, so they're, so there's, yeah. And I don't know who at this point, other than what Hebgen Basin is going with EF Johnson for all their radios.
So that was my next question.
I'm sorry. Central Valley is buying single band EF Johnson. It sounds like, I don't know that for sure.
What do little departments like Clarkston do? Would we pass our radios on like we've done with other gear in the past, or do they kind of get left out in the cold on this kind of stuff?
So the advantage that Clarkston has is they will not benefit from the 800 piece of this system, likely. Is that fair?
Yeah, the build out, I believe, is going to be hard.
So are they at a disadvantage in terms of communicating with everybody?
They're always at a disadvantage. Always are, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's part of being that far away and right. It's such a low density living condition. But what we're trying to work through emergency management is trying to collect radios that are going to be replaced from Bozeman PD and all these different groups that may be getting rid of their 5000 series radios, and trying to make a pool of that to help departments like Clarkston
right.
have something, because they certainly don't have the budget
right.
to do a replacement. I mean, they wouldn't have to buy as many, but I don't even know if they could buy 10 radios yeah. at this point.
More board discussion? Any public comment?
With regard to Central Valley, so advantages, disadvantages of Central Valley's choice to go with single band?
I don't know what they're doing. I mean, I don't have an explanation for why they're choosing to buy single band handheld radios. It doesn't make any sense. So I don't want to elaborate any further than that I don't understand why they're doing that, because they're not going to be able to talk to the Forest Service, DNRC, mutual aid entities coming from other counties. I can't explain that. I don't know. Alan, do you have any insight into that?
Any public comment? You can make public comment if you want.
Having two radios.
Wait, you gotta come up to the podium. Yeah. I thought you were gonna get off easy. Yeah. Take off your mask, tell us who you are.
Alan Harper, 63 Hatfield. Disadvantage, packing two radios. You can lose one. Which one do you grab? Do you grab the right one when you want to talk to so-and-so? If they have to do a patch system, patching 800 VHF with it, it's complex. You can do it. It's done elsewhere. It's more complex. More batteries, more.
So this is an improvement for our county's communication system overall?
Yes.
Big improvement, yeah.
Yes.
Trying to get portable coverage on it as much as the county as we can for safety, for police and fire, law enforcement, sheriff.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any more board discussion? We want to provide a motion to the chief.
I make a motion to accept the do not exceed $350,000 to replace all of our radios.
Any board discussion on the motion? Any public comment on the motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Cheryl?
JJ?
Yes.
Walt?
Yes.
Nick?
Yes.
Justin?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes. Okay, questions for the chief on the fire chief's report. Tell us a little bit about the COVID situation, Chief.
Well, funny you should ask. We just had our first firefighter, he's one of our recruits, test positive for COVID. Luckily, he didn't have exposure with many people in the department, but we're consulting with the health department now to figure out what, you know, what we should do, if there's any testing we need to do of our, any of our members, because we've tried to maintain 6-foot spacing and all the things during Recruit Academy. I just had to see what their recommendation is going to be on that. Otherwise, we've been fairly fortunate that we haven't had much. And like most organizations, it's not coming from going on calls. It's coming from social interaction. And that seems to be the trend that I'm seeing, at least in the EMS world, is when agencies get positives, it's not because they went on a call and treated a patient, because, and it just makes sense because we wear a mask and gloves and eye protection, but we don't do that when we're hanging with our bros. So it, that's kind of how it happened.
Hanging with the bros.
Just giving a quick update. For those of you who didn't go to the pancake breakfast, it was really fabulous. And the volunteers just did an absolute knockout job of taking a very difficult situation of doing a pancake breakfast in a COVID environment and made it very successful. The health department was delighted in the way that we did it. And yeah, it was great that we could do it for the community.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you all for helping with that. We appreciate it. Numbers were down the same?
About half of what we normally do, which... thank God that it was half of what we normally do, because it would not have gone as smoothly with tableside service with 900 to 1,000 people.
Questions for the chief?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I have a question. Given that we are now going to get into the ambulance transport business, I think one of our Steve's points was delineating categories and details of calls. I'm wondering, is it possible to expand our call on a monthly basis? Like here it says 426. Can we start breaking those down in terms of fire, crash, BLS, transport, non-transport, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, if that's what the board would like to see, we can definitely break those out through emergency reporting, which is our software. So that's not an issue. That's pretty easy to do.
I think the idea here is that we're trying to see how this is really starting to be part of our system. It would be really helpful. And if the chief reports the place to do it, maybe there's a better place, I don't know. But I think everybody can see it there.
Yeah, that's not difficult to do at all.
Okay, thank you.
Well, are you leaning in for a comment?
No.
Okay. It just to be clear on Nick's comment there, just breaking out the ambulance runs is what we're talking about, right? You said crash and other things.
Whatever seems to be reasonable to sort out the data that is needed to, as Steve suggested, have an enterprise function so we know what our budget is and then what our costs are. Then we know what we actually did with those. And so the ambulance thing would be the most important part. But at the end of the year or on a monthly basis, we can see we had this many things. We were tracking our costs. This is our budgeted amount. And we could maybe make that work.
Yeah, I would just think. No, I would think just as it relates to the ambulance component is what we're looking for, not breaking down every single call that we go to, you know, cats and trees and stuff like that. We don't need to see that.
But we could pretty easily, if the board was interested, break down through our software. You know, we could show you how many motor vehicle crashes versus service calls, which it's really easy to do.
Okay.
It's not difficult.
If it's easy, then at the next report, why don't you provide us
We'll do it.
Whatever you think, and then we can respond to that.
And then, Jason, can you speak? So I know there was a little bit, there was going to be some added discussion. We have somebody coming in to discuss the billing component related to ambulance.
Yeah, so if the board sees this as a good idea, Leslie from Pittler Billing is happy to come to the November meeting to discuss any and all things ambulance billing with you guys. So that at that point you guys could make a decision on billing for transport services.
So we'll have that, Cheryl, as a decision item, discussion and decision for November, and I think that would be really helpful And I think what would be also helpful in your setup conversation with her is some context. If she could provide the board some context, like, here's what I see sort of across the state of how this is shaken out, that would be really helpful, rather than just diving right into nuts and bolts of Medicaid, Medicare reimbursement.
And I think this would also kind of address some of the concerns that were brought up with regard to tracking it at an enterprise level, because we would obviously have information related to runs for, you know, if we have a billing entity taking care of that for us, there'd be information with regard to how many runs occurred. So that would help with gathering some of that information on the revenue side, and then we could attach, you know, reasonable cost information on the cost side.
Okay, trustee activities.
I missed the first pancake breakfast in like 30 years.
Me too.
You're gonna get another kind of letter. Different kind of letter. Any trustee announcements? Okay. Next board meeting looks like the 17th of November. How's that looking for everybody? Same time? Same place. Good. 17?
Looks good.
Okay. We are adjourned. Thank you all.